Turning your Bibles to the book of Job. Now I want to just finish a thought tonight, and I'll let you go. I need about 7 minutes to finish my thought. I preached a message this morning entitled "Blessed Be," or with the theme of blessing being the name of the Lord. The title was one of those days. And we looked at the life of Job, and we saw how that he suffered. He suffered inside the will of God. He suffered inside the plan of God. He suffered as God was using him for his glory. God was working a purpose in Job's life. I didn't touch on it at 8:30, but I did at 11 o'clock, how that Job was just living his life as full and as rich and as blessed as it was, and he had no idea that God and Satan were having a conversation about Job. And God was saying, there's a man that loves me, that walks in integrity, and there's a man that serves me, and Satan is accusing Job of being falsely motivated. By the way, that's what Satan is. He's the accuser of the brethren. And so I can't explain it to you, but God said, okay, if you think that way, then touch him. And literally, God gave Satan permission to impact and influence Job's life. The Bible says that Satan is a murderer. He's been a murderer from the beginning. He will continue to be a murderer for all of eternity. And the first thing Satan did was he began to murder. He murdered the servants. He stole the possessions. Once he had murdered the servants and once he had stolen the possessions, then he murdered Job's children, his sons and his daughters. They were in the house, and a storm came, and they were killed that day. And Satan began to unleash a fury upon Job. And in the midst of all of that horrific and heinous day, Job still had the wherewithal to lift up his hands and say, man, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We said, it seems like such an impossibility. I want that in my life. I want that spirit and that confidence that Job had, no matter what day I face. And we said that Job had some qualities about him. He feared God. And he feared God above everything else. He reverenced God. He cared about God more than he cared about his life. He cared about God more than he cared about his things, more than he cared about his family. He feared God. Not only did he fear God, he loved God. He worshiped God. And even on this awful day, Job falls down and he worships God. Satan said, if you touch him, he'll curse you to your face. And God allowed Satan to touch him, and Job did not curse God to his face. I asked both classes this morning, both services, tell me that somehow God's child is not in a position where we kind of are cursing God for where we find ourselves. Or that we're cursing God because some way he's changed our life, or we think he's taken something from us. And Job feared God, he loved God, he worshiped God, and he trusted God. I want to trust the Lord. I want you to trust the Lord. The Lord is trustworthy. It's amazing. We're sitting here and we're thinking, man, we trust you, God, for salvation. I trust you that I'm not going to go to hell. But then to trust the Lord for food, to trust the Lord for a job, to trust the Lord for peace, to trust the Lord for direction, to trust the Lord in relationships. It's like we just kind of have this compartmentalized, like, okay, you're God, you're supposed to take care of my sin and take me to heaven when I die, but you can't help me in this life now. I got news for you. He's a pretty good help in our life now. Trust him. The problem is, we don't trust what we don't understand. And when I don't understand something, it does not fall easy for me to trust it. That's why you need to be in the Word of God. If you're not in the Word of God, growing and developing and discipling inside God's Word, you're never going to learn to trust the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so if I don't understand something, I don't trust it. The problem is, you and I are not God. And so our kind of our default button is our own understanding. Well, good night. The Bible says, lean not unto thine own understanding. Not only can you trust God, you cannot trust yourself. So you got to learn that as a believer. Okay, I can absolutely 100% trust God, and I can absolutely 100% not trust myself. Pastor, that seems perplexing. That doesn't even seem, how do you manage that? You manage that by understanding that in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. The only good thing about us is the indwelling of the Spirit of God, the Word of God. And the moment you begin to learn to trust the Lord and not trust yourself, you're on your way to spiritual growth. And so Job trusted the Lord. He said, the Lord's given, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, and then the evidence of his trust was that he submitted himself. Even after Satan comes back and God lets Satan take another run at him. And this time he touches Job physically, and he comes in, and God says to Satan, listen, he still has his integrity. He did not curse me. He's trusting me, and he is submitted to me. That to me is amazing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when you study Job, you know that in verse number 11 of chapter number 2, the Bible says, now when Job's three friends show up, they begin, when they first show up, they don't even say anything for 7 days. They just sit there. That's another message in of itself. And then when you get down into chapter 3 and 4 and you begin to move forward all the way through the scripture, you find that those friends are not really good friends. Matter of fact, Job said they're miserable comforters. And they begin to say things that aren't true about Job. And then Job's own mind gets involved. And then Job begins to have a little bit of a self-pity. I want to say this to you. Nobody is perfect except for Christ. Amen? So even in this Bible, I can preach you a message about Job lifting up his hands and saying, blessed be the name of the Lord, and stir our hearts. And I can come right back to this book and show you where Job got so depressed that he wanted to die. He cursed the day he was born. He's human. And so he's going through these human emotions. Now, a human without emotion is weird. Okay? We were made with emotion. God has emotion. But emotion is not to lead me. The Word of God is to lead me. Emotion will come behind the leadership of the Word of God. If you're led by emotion, you're controllable. If you're led by emotion, you are easily manipulated and controlled. We can push your button and send you to the moon, or we can push your button and send you to the depth of discouragement. You're easily controlled. We're not to be controlled by emotion. We're to be controlled by the Spirit of God. Okay? So Job's human. He goes through some of these things, gets pretty aggressive with God, and he wants to know certain things. And that's the middle of the book. Come, if you would, to chapter number 40. And I'll just close the book here. And this is just a snapshot, man. We could preach for years in the book of Job. The Lord has had enough of Job's complaining in chapter 38. And the Lord responds to Job's complaints out of a whirlwind. And basically what God tells Job is, Job, you're not me. Shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. You're talking out your head. You have no understanding of what you are saying. Chapter 38, chapter 39. In chapter number 40, Job got the picture. Look, if you would, at verse number 1. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? God says to Job, are you trying to tell me what to do? Have you ever tried to tell God what to do? It's ridiculous, isn't it? Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Verse number 3. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am what, class? I'm vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my neck. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Job humbles himself in chapter 40, verse number 1. God responds to that in verses 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and through the chapter. You come into chapter 41 and come to chapter 42. Job gets another opportunity to respond to the Lord. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do, say those two words. Do you believe that? This is a man who suffered loss. This is a man that God had a plan for his life. This is a man who was specifically chosen by God to go down this path. This was a man that God restrained the enemy, but he let the enemy have some influence there. This was a man that God knew what was going to happen. And this is a man that God was going to get great glory out of his life. And now finally, at the end of this whole thing, Job says to the Lord, in chapter 42, there in verse number 2, I know that you can do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Fascinating statement. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Now look at Job's response about himself. Therefore have I uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Job comes to the position where he says, I'm an idiot. You ever go to God and say, I'm an idiot? Not your spouse is an idiot. Have you ever gone to God and said, I'm an idiot? If so, say amen. Job says, I'm an idiot. God, I said stupid things. I thought stupid things. I thought I was in control. I thought I was owed something. I thought I was dirty. But God, I realize you can do everything. And here I am, God. I'm running my mouth like I'm you. I'm running my mouth like I've got my life figured out. I'm running my mouth like I'm the one in charge. I'm running my mouth like I'm the one that's leading this. And the whole time, this has been your plan for me. And I'm over here running my mouth and bad-talking you and degrading you. And I don't know what in the world I'm doing. And by the way, anytime you go against God, you don't know what in the world you're doing. Verse number 4, here I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Job says, I see now, God. Verse number 6, wherefore I abhor myself. And what's that word? Repent in dust and ashes. Job said, God, forgive me. Forgive me for not receiving your plan for my life. Forgive me for speaking negative against you. Receive me, God. Forgive me. I repent for what I have done. Now, it got God's attention, man. In verses 7 and 8, it goes on, and Job is forgiven here. And I love verse number 12, and I'll close with these last verses. After that repentance, verse number 12 says, so the Lord, what's that next word? So the Lord blessed. And by the way, that's what God wants to do in your life. God wants to bless His child. And so God in His sovereignty and in His wisdom is working your life. Sometimes He gives to you. Sometimes He takes from you. But that doesn't mean He doesn't love you. That doesn't mean that He somehow is inept. He's working your life. He's working your life toward a blessing. And boy, we just throw temper tantrums and we scream and we holler and we curse and we say, "What are you doing?" Like we could do any better. And I don't think we realize the great plans God has for our life. And so sometimes when He gives or He takes, we just dig our heels in because we're scared or we're hurt or we're afraid. But we should trust Him. Look what Job gets. "So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning." God, Job was blessed in the beginning, but God had more blessing for Job. And God's working his life toward more blessing. And Job didn't understand, but praise the Lord, it worked out. "For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters." He called their names. You can read about them there. Verse number 15, the first set must have been ugly. Because he says, "And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them an inheritance among their brethren." Now get this. After this lived Job 140 years. And he saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. And Job died being old and full of days. And Job died a blessed man. So when you go through one of those days, God is working your life, either giving or He's taking. Remember, He loves you. Remember, He has a plan for you. Remember, He's working out for His glory and for your good. And you can dig your heels in and you can shake your fist at God and you can think you've lost immeasurably and you can think there's no way this is going to work out. But God's just steering your life toward a blessing that you don't know about. Fear Him. Love Him. Worship Him, trust Him, and submit to Him. He's a good God. And He's our God. Let's pray. Let's go home.